This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. Rival Democratic presidential candidates Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders are now working together to oppose Republican Donald Trump. A smiling Sanders gave Clinton his endorsement at a joint appearance yesterday in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. But as WBUR political reporter Anthony Brooks tells us, the question now is how many Sanders supporters are smiling and will embrace Clinton.
It was bittersweet for Bernie Sanders, who was back in New Hampshire, the state that gave him his first big primary victory and where he clobbered Hillary Clinton by 22 points. At first, he seemed almost defiant, saying his political revolution continues, that his campaign won primaries and caucuses in 22 states and amassed 1,900 delegates. But in the end, he says that wasn't enough and that Clinton won.
She will be the Democratic nominee for president. And I intend to do everything I can to make certain she will be the next president of the United States.
Sanders' endorsement follows a hard-fought and sometimes acrimonious primary fight, during which he criticized Clinton for paid speeches to Wall Street banks and for voting for the war in Iraq. Yesterday, Sanders said, it's no secret that he disagrees with Clinton on a number of issues, but now they're united in a mission to defeat Donald Trump. And Sanders repeatedly praised Clinton for embracing the core of his economic message.
Hillary Clinton understands that we must fix an economy in America that is rigged and that sends almost all of the new wealth and income to the top 1%.
For her part, Clinton had kind words for her one-time rival and his combative style.
His reputation for passionate advocacy hasn't always made him the most popular person in Washington. But you know what? That's generally a sign you're doing something right.
Yesterday's endorsement couldn't come soon enough for many Democrats who were frustrated with Sanders' pledge to take his fight all the way to the convention. The two campaigns eventually came together, and Sanders was able to put his mark on the Democratic platform, which now includes calls for a $15 minimum wage, expanding Social Security, abolishing the death penalty, and breaking up large financial institutions. And Clinton's campaign has moved in Sanders' direction on a number of issues, including free public college for middle-class families and greater access to health care. Yesterday, Clinton gave credit to her former rival and his campaign.
He has energized and inspired a generation of young people who care deeply about our country and are building a movement that is bigger than one candidate or one campaign. So thank you. Thank you, Bernie.
Many in the audience who wore Bernie Sanders buttons and carried Bernie Sanders signs said they would support Clinton in November. But Michael Blum of Massachusetts says he's among many who will not because of what he calls Clinton's too cozy relationship with Wall Street banks.
Bernie has 13 plus million people behind him, and I think a vast majority of them are not going to just fall in line behind Hillary. We have a buffoon and we have a corporate shill, and we need more. We need people to stand up for the people, not just give lip service to the people and turn around and do the bidding of the most powerful and rich in the country.
Blum says because he lives in Massachusetts, what he calls a safe blue state, he'll vote for Jill Stein of the Green Party. According to recent surveys, most Democrats who voted for Sanders, 85% of them, will support Clinton. But her challenge is among independents who came out in big numbers across the country for Sanders. A recent poll in New Hampshire shows a tightening race between Clinton and Trump, and those independents will have a lot to say about the result in November. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.